With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Hi there. Ho there.
Where's it's the help day.
It's the 98.5.
KTK. What?
You triggered that in my brain pan.
Yeah, but those people they want money for that.
What?
That song.
Well, we're paying ASCAP and BMI, You can't get blood from a turnip.
Thursday, November 21st is the date, and here's what you may have missed on the show.
We started out the show stretching your intestine. We talked about what your intestine is doing while you're still eating breakfast.
Yeah, because you tend to think your stomach's the one that tells you when you're full, right?
No, apparently the old intestine has to be stretched. How's your intestine, Janie?
Every now and then I think it's fine, but now that I've heard the story, I'm not sure. I'm wondering.
Right.
Maybe I'm just overeating.
Yeah, they found that the researchers found that they could selectively stimulate certain nerves in the intestine of test mice, which actually could stop the animals from eating even if they were hungry. So this kind of gives you a little bit maybe an idea of how we can tackle obesity moving forward. But it also
make you think you're full, and then you're not actually even having to worry about it.
Yeah, and that kind of plays into why perhaps it takes about 20 to 30 minutes when your stomach's full for your brain to say, I'm not hungry anymore. It's probably because it takes that long to get into your intestines.
Yeah, exactly.
We found that noise pollution, even when you sleep, can affect you the next day. That's any type of noise that has a detrimental impact on yourself. Usually it's like cars, trucks, other forms of transportation, industrial noises, even loud music or loud people. And what they found is that noise happens while you are asleep. It's taken in your brain as a first warning of danger. And therefore, you're not really getting into that deep REM sleep that you need so much. And that's probably why you're waking up feeling groggy the next morning. They say the best thing you can do is keep your bedroom as quiet as possible. Maybe even consider earplugs, wear noise-canceling headphones, or even a white noisemaker. I've tried the earbuds before, earplugs.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I always just feel like someone's going to break into my house and I'm not going to hear them if I have earplugs in. So.
But it's like every time I move my head or my whatever, it's super amplified, plus my heart. It's like...
Oh, yeah, you can hear. Yeah. I've got a person who just bought a new puppy next door. And last night I cracked the window open for some cool air. And all I heard the puppy bark. But then every single time the dog would bark, the girl would go, hush, hush.
Oh,
every time at the dog.
That doesn't work.
The dog barking, the hush. Yeah, her yelling hush to the dog barking was like 10 times worse.
No,
so
that's
not very good sleep. But hey, quiet is better. So just shut the window and... I don't know. Give the earplugs a shot, I guess.
Well, you can buy earplugs with your credit card, the one that you just paid off. Just make sure you keep it paid off. It is interesting. It is true that you tend to think, now that I paid off my credit card that I've had maybe since college and never had a zero balance, it's finally paid off. I want to get rid of it and close the account.
Yeah, take away the
temptation.
The temptation of it, right.
Yeah, apparently that's the worst thing you can do for your financial longevity. Here's what happens. This is according to experts. They say it will be detrimental to your credit score. If you close an account, generally it's going to be maybe the credit card you've had the longest. Mm-hmm. You're erasing all of that data to show that you are a responsible borrower.
All your history.
All your history goes away.
Well, you would think
away.
they would morph that into something. That should count for something.
Well, it does linger on your account, but what I've found with FICO, it's kind of like it's the temptation. Yeah, I have a lot. $5,000 I could charge on my credit card. I'm choosing not to. And I guess that shows a little bit of financial responsibility. Plus, it shows the length of your credit history actually is about 15% of how your FICO score is calculated. 30% of it is used as your credit utilization, which means if you have a zero balance credit card with a $5,000 limit and you're not using it, that actually boosts up your credit score. So it makes good sense, unless you are paying a monthly annual fee for that card.
Yeah.
It makes financial sense just to keep it, not use it.
And if
you do use it, just pay it off at the end of the month.
It's so weird.
quick clean. It is true because it's 'tis the season, people to pop in. La la la.
Today's actually a week from Thanksgiving, and people are starting to panic, realizing somebody's got to clean the guest bathroom.
It's true.
Because that's the only time it gets cleaned is when we have guests.
Or you can do like a certain cleaning crews I've come across in my life where they just pour in the Fabuloso or the pine salt.
Yeah, and then the whole house smells like the lavender Fabuloso.
Yeah, and they but that's all they do. They just pour it in. It smells clean, but that's not it. So here are some quick cleaning hacks. I love this one here. It talks about taking your couch cushions and turning them around.
Flip those boys over. That's right.
They say, first off, the other side's probably a little cleaner, so it looks a little nicer. But more importantly, your butt indentation isn't in there.
Butt prints.
So it kind of looks like you've been doing something rather than sitting there and stuffing your face with Cheetos.
I do the same thing with placemats.
It's good. That's a good idea.
Yeah, because you just flip them over real quick and just use your hand and brush all the dust
off. That's right.
There you go. They say clutter tends to collect on the coffee table, and that kind of looks gross and nasty
like
as well.
Magazines. It's the carry-all for, you know, you just throw everything on there when you get home.
Yeah, so they say discard the old magazines, straighten up the current ones, and if you can put them on a tray, believe it or not, it kind of makes it look cleaner and neater if you put magazines on a tray. So try that one. They say make sure you're looking for any sort of fingerprints or smudges. You don't have to actually clean all the glass items, but like perhaps maybe your phone or a TV screen or something like that, or perhaps it's that stainless steel that has the kids' little smudge marks on it. Use a microfiber dust cloth instead of the sprayed stuff. That actually works a little bit better. And I thought this was pretty cool as well. Light up those candles that you have. And if you can, bundle them in groups of three. It kind of has a nice dramatic effect.
I like that, yeah.
And then for our pet lovers, yes, they shed. They do it all the time. But here's how you can combat it on a normal routine. Get a lint roller and keep it next to the couch. Anytime that the dog's there or you're kind of bored looking for something, instead of grabbing your phone, grab the lint roller and roll over your cushions. And therefore, it does a couple things. It cleans up the couch pretty quickly. And more importantly, it doesn't allow that hair to kind of weave its way into the cloth, which makes it harder to clean at the end. There you go. We found out about a study that's looking for about 10,000 dogs over a 10-year time span to look at the longevity. You can actually sign your dog up for this as well.
Involves. Are there any perks? There weren't any perks besides just...
part of the survey to help other animals.
I think that was the only perk on that one. And this may be kind of neat to, like, for instance, my grandmother is in a medical book for aneurysm. She, back in the mid-70s, was one of the first people to get a particular clamp put on her aneurysm. So she's actually in a medical book. So it's kind of a nice little conversation piece that you can say your dog's part of this ongoing research type thing. If you're interested, you can visit dogagingproject.org to sign up, and they'll notify you if you're part of the study. And then we found that boredom is actually up. It's on the rise, no matter how many phones or streams or things to keep yourself busy. Apparently, it is affecting teenage girls more than it is boys.
Yeah, the headline was, boredom is on the rise for adolescents, and then we just laughed for 10 minutes. That was the show right there.
Well, yeah, basically.
Seriously? Come on.
Well, if you kind of think about it, I think what they're talking about at boredom is kind of freedom. Where, you know, you're not, they tend to think what's happening is that teens want more independence, but they may not have much autonomy.
Yeah, I didn't get bored. After I got home from school and I finished my homework, I would go play with my friends ride my bike 10 minutes away. I mean, I'd be like, hey, mom, can I go ride to the park down the road? You know, when it was not just two houses down, it was like 5 blocks away, you know, and I just play until dark.
My mom had one of those old school marm bells, and she would literally ring a bell out the back door when food was ready. My brother and I were everywhere, you know.
Yeah, and it is kind of interesting. I looked at this a long time. It was a question talking about, is our society less safe than it was when you were a kid, or are we just hearing about what's happening more often than we did as a kid?
I think there's still as many perverts as there always
were. Yeah, and that's basically what it said. It says, believe it or not, the crime rates are about the same as they were when you were a kid. It's just that because of a
reported more
24-hour news cycle, you get to hear about it more often. So
and YouTube,
And a lot of times, you know, it's where you're fearful of letting your kids go off and do something because you're afraid they're going to be kidnapped or shot or whatever. But this is kind of a study talking about how you know, we really kind of need to look into this a little bit more effectively to make sure, because what happens when kids get you know, bored, it actually triggers depression, and that's something you really don't want with a person who's going through hormonal changes being an adolescent. So there's our show for today, Thursday, November 21st, 2019. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Remember, the sun is always shining.
Happy Thursday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.